Wow, it has been a bit of a long time until I sat down to record an episode of the podcast. Yes, and series three is over, and I wanted to kind of wrap it up and talk a little bit about what I liked about it, what I didn't like about it, and some of my plans for the future as well. And of course, I've got some news and some thank yous. So, going into the third season, I was super excited, really, really motivated. And some shifts happened throughout the series that meant I got really burnt out. So I typically, with the podcast, I overcommit. I overcommit myself, get really excited while I'm doing it and energized, and then ask more and more people to record episodes and shove in more and more episodes. That's normally what happens. That's how I ended up with 21 episodes, which it's a lot, because all 21 episodes are interviews. They're quite labor intensive. So this time round, I had two sponsors for the podcast, which was amazing, really, really exciting. So that was an added layer of making sure my sponsors were happy, and also ensuring the adverts were inserted, and I felt the pressure for it to be much better. And actually what happened really was, although the stats and subscribers and reviews and everything were all great, really I'm now a really small fish in a big pond. So when I started What She Said, I was not the first at all, not even remotely, but in my little kind of Instagram niche, I was one of the first to do what I was doing. And then throughout the almost 2 years that I've been doing it, obviously a lot more people are podcasting, and actually just the whole landscape of podcasting has changed and grown, and it's super exciting. But what that means is that, you know, you can't rest on your laurels if you want to grow your podcast. And typically when stuff like that happens for me, I lose all my confidence, and instead of trying to up my game, I run away. I think it might be a perfectionist thing. I'm sure Sass Petherick would have something to say about that. Yes, my self-doubt really shows up when there's lots and lots of competition, or perceived competition. So I found myself in kind of a tricky position of having to tell guests that I had asked to be on the podcast that actually I wasn't going to be able to stretch out the season to 40 episodes as it had turned into, and I was going to have to cut back, and I would get back in touch with them. Because one of the other things that happens when you start a podcast is that people ask to be a guest. And I've found that a really awkward situation because on some occasions when it's a PR coming to you, I feel really comfortable saying I'm really sorry, but they're not a great fit, or the season's full, or whatever. But when it's someone who just DMs you and they've made themselves really vulnerable and they've put themselves out there, as I know I have to other people in the past, I mean, more often than not, they're really interesting people that I want to interview anyway, and I just didn't know about them. So that kind of added an extra responsibility, I guess, I felt, in wanting to make their podcasting journey nice and make their first experience of being a guest lovely, and also not knock their self-esteem when they'd put themselves out there to, you know, pitch to be a podcast guest. So I basically, as you can probably hear, just got burnt out and very emotional about the whole thing, and just decided it was best for me because, yeah, I just had too much going on to stop killing myself trying to put out more than I needed to. And so I stopped at the standard 21 episodes, which is what I do every season. Still a lot of episodes, but and I wanted to talk a little bit about what went right. So this season, and it's shameful to say it, but I had my first woman of colour on the show as a guest, and that was Natalie Starmy Sunday, and she kicked off season 3, I believe. I should actually really have the running list in front of me, but I don't, so hey. And that was a big deal for me, and it was also pretty shameful because as a brown woman, a woman of colour myself, somebody with mixed race, I had never noticed, I'd never felt the burden of responsibility to make my podcast diverse, which is appalling. So one thing that I've committed to for season 4 is to ensure that I have a diverse range of guests, and that's just a must have. So alongside having my first woman of colour, I welcomed back Kate O'Sullivan, who identifies as queer. So it was amazing to, and we spoke on that topic as well. The first time Kate came on the show, we talked about her blogging journey, and she's got a really interesting blogging journey and background of how she came to the kind of the online world. But this time we specifically talked about LGBTQIA plus rights and the issues in her community, and she's a really interesting voice, so that was an awesome episode. I loved it. One of the other people that I spoke to in an episode that I'm so proud of is chatting to Sass Pethrick again. This time we talked all about the ethics of coaching, and Sass really broke down a lot of the, and she's so no bullshit as well, so she broke down a lot of the ethics and what is unethical, and some good tips for people looking for a coach and questions that you can ask. I love that episode so much, and I got really vulnerable as well, as ever. And another episode that was a little bit different was the season finale with Flora Baker, who lost both of her parents before she was 30, and we've known each other quite a few years now. And we chatted about blogging, of course, because Flora not only is a really successful travel blogger, but she is quite a unique voice in the industry, in that her travel writing is, it's just so unique. She's a real long read. She's a travel writer. She's such a beautiful writer, and you won't ever find a top 10. Not that there's anything wrong with top 10s, I write them, but you're very unlikely to go to her blog and find a top 10 packing mistakes or whatever. And that went all a bit grief cast, because we both love talking about grief. And I just really loved that episode. Another awesome episode that I'm proud of is the episode with Monica Stott, the travel hack, who has to be on every season of the podcast. She's a friend of the podcast, longtime supporter and cheerleader, and also the creator of the blogger course, who sponsored the show. Monica, I mean, what she doesn't know about blogging isn't worth knowing, really. And she's just one of the most polite and positive, gentle human beings, but so knowledgeable, and really she's completely no bullshit, although she would never probably use that term, no bullshit. She just, yeah, there's no bullshit when it comes to Monica. She just says it like it is. I did her course and thought it was brilliant and raved about it to people. And so when she approached me about the sponsorship, it just felt like a really good fit. So many of the audience of what she said are new bloggers who are searching for some actual decent advice that isn't some bullshit blueprint, that I felt really good about promoting the blogger course, because it is a fantastic course. Anyway, in that episode we talked about niche, which I think is just such a contentious topic among bloggers. It's a really, really juicy one, and I loved chatting to Monica about it. So that's what went right with the podcast, and there was a lot that went right with the podcast. I'm so proud of it. And wrapping up a season is always a little bit exciting and also depressing. It's like having holiday blues. But I'm super excited to rest up and get myself motivated to record season 4. So what's coming up? Season 4, what's going to, you know, I'm still going to be talking about blogging. It's always going to be about the business of blogging and online world and creativity and life online and all that good stuff. What's changing is that it's going to be a much smaller season and there's going to be less guest interviews. So that means that I have to be really, really careful about who I pick. Probably will be saying no to anybody that comes to me and asks to be on the podcast, because I'm going to have such a short amount of episodes that I can offer to guests. And there's going to be as many solo episodes as there are guest episodes, which I'm very nervous about. But yeah, excited too. And that really came off the back of the success of Podmas, which was big this year. It was much bigger than it was last year, and it was really good fun. I really enjoyed doing it. And I realised that I actually just love sitting in front of the microphone and just having a chat about a topic. And I love the freedom of then just, you know, it's a really easy edit and just putting it out there, and I feel more in control of the whole process. So, but I still really want to talk to guests. That's kind of why I started it, was as an excuse to just talk to people I like or that I'm interested in. So I've already got in my head who I want to speak to, and there's more people that I want to speak to than there are guest slots, which is annoying, but we'll just see how it goes. And I'm aiming for a May release date. Yeah, what else is new? I won't have any sponsors this time round, and will instead be relying on your support via Patreon, where I have about 10 supporters who are helping me cover the costs of this podcast and hopefully fund editing and stuff for the next season. We're about, I think, 18% of the way through, so that's good. And lastly, I have lots and lots of thank yous. The biggest thank you is to you, the listeners, who show up every week, download it, leave reviews and ratings that mean, they honestly, I do read everyone. Sometimes quite scared that someone's going to say something mean, but I read them. And yeah, you blow me away. And when you share on Twitter and recommend it to your friends, I'm always so, so excited and happy and grateful. So thank you. You've made like a little dream come true for me, and I basically wouldn't be doing it if nobody was listening. So thanks. Thanks to all of my guests who have been so patient and kind and graceful when I've chopped and changed and been a pain in the ass, and who basically just show up with no preparation and just talk. It's amazing. And yeah, I've literally never had a dud guest yet. A big thank you to my sponsors for the previous season, Monica Stott of AKA The Blogger Course, and Studio Sweden, who provided me with headphones and sponsorship for Starmy Sunday's episode. That was a huge help and a hugely exciting collaboration to work on last season. So thank you very much. Please support them the way that they support the podcast. Discount and links, etc., are all in the show notes. Lastly, a couple of promotional bits. Your First Byline, my course for bloggers who want to get published, want to write for magazines or newspapers, it closes for enrollment on the 28th of February. So if you want to sign up, just head to either lucylucroft.com or just go to the show notes and go to the link that I've put in there. The course is self-paced, however, it can be, if that makes sense. So it runs live over 4 weeks with videos, but the material is Yours for Life, and the Facebook group is Yours for Life. And every time I run a new Your First Byline course, you'll have access to all the new material and live videos. So it's best to do it live. If you can't commit to completing the course over March, then that's absolutely fine. However, I would say that it's best to try and do the course live. You'll get the most out of it if you do it live. That's what I found anyway. And then lastly, if you wanted to support me via Patreon, the link to do so is in my bio. You can sign up for as little as, I think, $1. Or you can give me a one-off payment if you've enjoyed my content, either on my blog or Instagram or the podcast. Or you can sign up for a monthly contribution. And there are various tiers with various different bonuses. It's a really nice, small, supportive group, and I give them a little video each month with a behind the scenes of what I've been up to. They hear about what I'm doing first, basically, and get to pick content each month that I create for them. And then the top tier, you get a Skype chat with me each month. If you want to do that and support me and help fund the next season of the podcast, then you can do so via the link in my bio. I think that's it. Yeah, just a massive thank you. And then if you can just tell every single person you meet how great the podcast is. I know every single podcaster says this exact spiel, which is, I know every single podcaster says this, but it really does help if you leave a rating and a review. But it really, really helps. Think of it like the Instagram algorithm. It's just, I will remain hidden unless you shout about me. So please do continue to shout about me in a good way. Say nice things, please.